Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Open to Surprises.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia, and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord. If I had to condense today's readings into a few words, I would say that they're inviting us to an openness, a willingness to let the word of God and the spirit of truth surprise us and shake us up a bit again. Let's listen for a moment about the journey that St. Paul and his companions recently completed. We set sail from Troas, then to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi. We went outside the city gate along the river where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. In a sense, it was just another day. Another stop on the riverbank to rest a bit and say hello to the local folks. Something we're used to. Rivers, as you know, have been meeting places in this part of the world for thousands of years. Sounds kind of romantic, actually. The decision to dock our dugout canoe at this spot wasn't planned at all. And in fact, the more we remember how it all unfolded, the more we are convinced that it was a gift from God's Holy Spirit. We believe this because it seems to have changed history for us and for the world forever. And we kept asking ourselves, is God trying to say something new to us? The encounter between Paul and his companions and Lydia and her companions, who just happened to dock at the same spot along the river on the same day, have more or less convinced us that there was a spirit-filled surprise there waiting for us, and it has transformed Christianity forever. Those innocent steps have opened the doors for believers and non-believers for all times, and they've changed the lives of the followers of Jesus forever. I'm quite certain that God was standing quietly on the riverbank that morning, watching history be transformed. One thing is for sure, though. God was watching the unfolding, and the good Lord seemed to be pleased with what he was seeing. In fact, I can just see God smiling and hoping that we would have docked there for that night, because I think the good Lord couldn't wait to bring this dream of God into reality. Yes. God had been dreaming for centuries to weave a beautiful tapestry of many colors and cultures and peoples into one. Of course, to do that, the good Lord would have to take some pretty risky steps. It was going to mean the dismantling of a whole structure of biblical tradition. After all, Jews can't be mixing with Gentiles. It's just not in the rule book. But our God is so wonderfully patient. helping us to find the path that Jesus is pointing us to, a path that occasionally gets covered over with thistles and poison ivy. God is always close and often trying to shake us up a bit. Throughout the centuries, Jews and Gentiles had been told that they couldn't gather or pray together. They weren't even supposed to be hanging out on the same street corner. The funniest thing of all was that God had never forbid dialogue and friendship with non-believers. Those laws were human laws, not God's. People had secretly hoped for years that one day Jews and Gentiles and the followers of Jesus could all find a place in the universal embrace of God. Maybe it's time for all of us to gather one day in the presence of the Holy Word and break bread together, speaking and singing in the languages of the world, inviting the Spirit to anoint us again and again. Maybe it's time to get together with Lydia and her friends, and with the apostles and the early disciples. Ever since those early days, we who follow Jesus have often found ourselves gathering at the banks of the local river, plunging into those waters of life that have brought deep peace and joy to believers worldwide. Thanks to the help of the prophets and the hospitality and wisdom of Lydia and her folks, the encounter on the riverbank was filled with grace. We can almost see the face of the risen Christ smiling down upon us as we see the world and the things of God with new eyes. What's so wonderful about this story from the Acts of the Apostles is that both sides had to leave their rule books behind, setting aside a few of their own golden calves in order to take new risks and enter into the unknown with a generous dose of holy joy. It's good for us to remember from time to time that the encounter with God's Word is liberating and dangerous at the same time. That's what makes it so exciting, and yet at the same time a bit treacherous. If we're afraid of the danger that God's living Word might reveal to us, and if we're attached to the way it's always been, we may easily walk right past the living Word of God and never glimpse the face of Jesus. Faith is supposed to lead us to unexpected surprises, not protect us. Are we okay with that? Are we willing to say yes to the surprising Word that God might throw into our hands, place into our hearts as we stand on the edge of the river of life with Lydia and Jesus? What's wonderful in this story is that both sides, Paul and his companions, and Lydia and her companions, weren't afraid to enter into dialogue, which in those days would have been pretty risky. That's what makes it such a wonderful story. How important it is for us to remember that God's ever new and ever liberating word transits along a road that goes into multiple directions. Evangelization is not one-sided. It's not a one-way road, though for many centuries it was seen in that way. It's not about us giving something to them. If the good news doesn't break open both hearts and both minds, then maybe it's not real evangelization after all. For too long, preaching and evangelization were understood as a unidirectional activity. We've got something that you need to have, and we're willing to give it if you want to listen. I think that Jesus and his companions are inviting us to risk again, to set off down a new path, or maybe a new river, willing to find ourselves face to face with the God who makes all things new. Blessings.